Thuringia, at the edge of the Celtic world. It is from the pre-Roman Iron Age that we learn for the first time anything about the ethnic names of prehistoric peoples. Greek and Roman historians write reports of Celts and Germanic tribes, and they supply some names. In the 5th century BC, for instance, the Greek historian Herodotus mentions the Danube, which, as he says, has its source in the land of the Celts.
A settlement on the north shore of Lake Neuchâtel in the French part of Switzerland is attributed to the Celts. The place is called Latine, French for shallows. This then became the name given to the new Celtic style of art that developed from the 5th century BC. Typical characteristics of Celtic objects are particularly ring and fibula jewellery with vivid botanic ornamentation and the depiction of animals.
Coming up from the south, the Celts expanded as far as Thuringia. They established new settlements in the plains and on the hills along the Werra River and in the region of the Upper Zala and Orla rivers. They buried their dead uncremated in flat graves or underneath barrows and with jewellery and weapons as burial objects.
The native peoples in Thuringia adopted the new Celtic art style, adding some of their own elements to it. One example is the so-called torques, open neck rings reinforced at the ends and with particular ornamentation. Women in Thuringia were also fond of wearing pins in their hair.
Following Celtic example, the warrior was equipped with sword, lance and shield. In farming, the windmill supplanted the grinding mill for milling grain. In addition, the peoples of Thuringia became more and more willing to adopt cultural practices from the north. So it was that the central German upland region in Thuringia became the area where the Celtic south came into contact with the Germanic north.